Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yod, Mishnah, He. Here we'll continue to quote Pisukim from the Torah that tell us how we destroy an Ir HaNidahat. Mishnah says, Hake take, but we'll continue reading the continuation of Pasuk, Et Yosheveh Ha'ir Ahi Lefi Hadev. Kill the residents of that town by sword. We're here using the word Yosheveh Ha'ir, residents of that town. We're including here even people who inhabited that town for a very short time of 30 days. They were just there temporarily for a 30-day stay. They're included in the Heshbon, in the number of people who are in the town. For example, if you have a donkey driver or a camel driver who are just staying here for a very short time, they're staying in the town, we count the members of this caravan as part of the townspeople, and therefore, if they didn't worship idols, they could save the town. They're counted in the math with the townspeople. They raise the population of the town, and therefore the proportion now would be different. And if they were innocent, then they could save the entire town, and that's how it works. For example, let's say I have 100 permanent residents of the town, and 51 worshipped Avodah Zarah. So you would think that's an Ir HaNidahat. But let's say there were 10 more who stayed for a 30-day period and did not worship Avodah Zarah. So now the number becomes out of 110. So 51 out of 110 is not the majority, so they could save it. But it also could go the opposite way. If they did worship Avodah Zarah and they were part of that town, let's say 49 worshipped Avodah Zarah out of 100 permanent residents. And not an Ir HaNidahat, you don't have a majority. And then these 10 townspeople, these 10 temporary townspeople, they just came for 30 days, they did worship Avodah Zarah. So now you end up with not 49, but 59 out of 110. And therefore that's a majority, and you would then call this town in Ir HaNidahat. The Pesukim continue, and it says, Aharem ota ve'et kol asher ba, you should destroy it and everything that's inside of it, ve'et behemta, lefi harev, and all of its animals with a sword, ve'et kol Shelala tikbots el toch rehova. All of the property there you should bring to the center of town, the sarafta ba'esh, and it should be burned. Et ha'ir ve'et kol shelala kalil. All the property should be fully burned. L'adonai Elohecha v'yeta tel olam lo tibane od, and should never be rebuilt. So we learn from here, Mishnah, back to the Mishnah. Mikan amru, nechse sadikim shebetocha ovdin. All the property of innocent people who did not do any idol worship are burned in the town. The fact is, the Pasuk says, V'it kol shelala kalil Adonai Elohecha. All of the property in the town is burned to Hashem. The all here is including the property of the Sadiq, of the innocent. V'shel resha'im, ben shebetocha, ben shebechutzala, hare elu ovdin. When talking about the property of the guilty, people who did worship Avodah Zarah, whether it's in town or outside of the town, it's destroyed. The Pasuk here also does say, that you have to gather all of the property. And that's telling us that all of the property of the guilty, all of it, whether it's in the town or out of the town, has to be fully destroyed.